And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Now, there are many other things in there, but this is just what I want to bring out. The fact that Jacob's destiny, Jacob's prosperity, Jacob's security was determined not by the land he found himself in, not by where he was born, but that his father, who inherited the covenant and that power from Abraham, his father, the son of promise, looked at him and said, "You, it shall be well with you." As people spend energy on that which doesn't satisfy, we often spend money. Education is good. It's very, very good. But sometimes when I see parents spend money they don't have on the kind of education, I wonder why. I'm making an issue here. Sometimes we think that once you can go abroad and get a degree, you're made. Let's talk on the natural plane and look under the sun. As of today, 99.995% of Nigerians, including me, don't know Aliko Dangote's qualifications. If you know it afterwards, come and tell me. I don't know it. I have no idea. Right now, if they write his name, you write Aliko Dangote. RMIA. That's what you can write. Richest man in Africa. You don't know more than that. That is, the only qualification that is in your head is RMIA, richest man in Africa. Let me say that one. RBM, richest black man. Okay, RBM. E, RBME, richest black man on the earth. That's all you know. What qualification he has, you actually don't know. I'm not saying he doesn't have. I don't know much about him. But like I said, we're looking under the sun. Education is good. Everybody should be educated. Certificates are secondary to education. Are you getting my point? Certificates, you should please reflect what is inside your head. Not just that you went to the one compound. One brother is not around this. He saw me with that. He said there's a course he's doing. He wants to withdraw from it. He's doing it part-time. I think it's supposed to be like about 5 or 6 years, because it's a degree course, part-time. And he has spent about 75% of the time. He's supposed to have like a year to go, but then something happened, they want to extend it by second year because of some regulations and all of that. So he asked me for counsel. I said, "Why do you want to pull out?" He said, I've learned nothing in these 4 years. He said, "I've learned nothing. I passed the exams. I've been advancing in the course." He said, "Boss, let me be honest with you, I've learned nothing." We are Christians, all right? Our own way of reasoning about life is very different. The young man said he has learned nothing. Let me just leave that for a moment. I'm not going to issue here. So we find sometimes people think that my son would do well. I will set him on a specially good platform in life if I break my back and everything to give him maybe a master's from one American university or UK university, something. I just believe. So I start, look, if I have the money, it's not a problem. But I am talking about, the kind of effort you put into something shows the kind of faith you have in that thing. What am I preaching today? By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. So that the success that we see, they don't come out of the certificates that are visible. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. Isaac said to Esau, "I made your brother your master. That no matter what you do in this life, that boy will be superior to you. In fact, if you want to be blessed, just make sure he's your friend. And I can't reverse it." He said, "Who was it that came and crossed the blessing?" And yes, whoever it is, we'll be blessed. That is Christianity. We understand the ways of God. And we know that what confers security, prosperity, advancement, you know, wealth, long life upon our children is not the passport they carry. It is the blessing they carry. And that is where we must spend our energy, because I'll talk about the power that Isaac has to confer that blessing. There is a power that he had. That was why he was able to tap into a kind of unction that he flowed so strongly out of him. After Jacob left, he said, the thing has gone. Are you getting my point? Whoever it was carried this thing and he has run away with it. When God wanted to teach us that, the effect of it, Jacob left the house with nothing. He returned 20 years later, having suffered. But by the time he returned, he had become a great company of people. He did not take one goat from his father's house when he was going. Please get that point. He didn't take, his father didn't give him money, say, let me set you up in business. He ran away from his brother. He ran away from home. He went to Laban's house. He suffered 7 years to marry one girl, another 7 years to marry another one, and then worked 6 years to get substance. This is what he didn't realize. All those years that he was laboring, do you know he was actually working for himself? Because by the time he was living in 6 years of negotiating wages and working for his wages finally, the children of Laban said, Jacob has taken everything that belonged to our father. What makes people rich in life is the blessing of God. And when the Bible says the blessing of God makes rich, there are two ways to look at it. There is the fact that if God blesses you, you will be rich. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
But there's a second side, which is what we are discussing. And that is the fact that there is a substance called the blessing. In my mouth, as a child of God, and as a father to the small children of God that my wife bore in our home, I have inside that mouth the blessing of God. Are you getting my point? I'm not talking about God will bless my children. No, no, no. He will bless them, amen. He has blessed them, amen. I am saying that there is a substance inside my spirit which I carry around. Are you getting my point? That substance is inside my spirit. And I have the ability and also, and more importantly, the responsibility to pour it upon them. That is called the blessing of God. It's like saying that, oh, well, Hannah, you didn't come out on time. Say, yes, my father was issuing for some blessing for me. So I was waiting for him to finish having his bath. He was dressing up. And we're waiting for his, yes, I needed to collect some blessing of God. It's as if it's a tangible substance. And the Bible says it makes rich and removes sorrows. Are you getting my point? I'm explaining to Christians, you want a safe and secure future for your children. Spend the energy wisely. What your children need more than the school you are spending all this money to send them to is that you will cause them to kneel down in the morning. I thank God for my life because he taught me that thing early. In fact, the first thing I started with was my wife. I found out from the scriptures that Isaac married Rebecca. And for 20 years, Rebecca did not bear. And then one day, Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife Rebecca's sake. I said, bros, 20 years to grab that understanding. Thank you for telling me early. Yes, he was. I learned it from him. So I told my wife, you will kneel down here. And she did. Now hear the blessing of a husband. And I began to bless her. You know, I told you, being a husband is not being a fine boy. They are two different things. Being a husband is not just I'm older than you. Chronological age, your wife can be older than you. That's not the issue. Being a husband is not I know book past you. Many husbands didn't read as much book as their wives. It's not an issue. Being a husband is a calling. God called you, put you in an office, therefore he poured a grace upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to be your husband. I'm not your boyfriend. You must understand it. No, people don't realize it. All those honey, sugar, those things are added. Are you getting my point? They are added. They are the small things, you know, just to make life sweet. It's like engine oil. That's not the car. It's just to make it easy for the car to move. When you paint your car, Henry Ford refused to paint his cars anything but black. So any other color is expensive. Because he believed in the power, the mass production. He said, look, just mix only black paint for me. But the car sold. They worked. Color is just one of those things that you just use to make you, just embellish the thing. All this honey sugar, this color. What did I call it? Color. It's not the engine. It's color. It's the color. All this, the chrome they put on your car. That's all the sugar, honey, sweetie, all those things. Husband is not the boyfriend. He's literally a man of God. He's unctioned. You know, someone to be unctioned. He has an unction upon his head. That head, teach with respect to. Don't ever hit your husband on the head. Just as a sign of honor. You can play, pull his cheek, kiss his teeth, do anything you like. Leave that up, leave it alone. Just as a sign. You get my point? Just as a sign. And listen, let your husband pour something on you regularly. And just say, sweetheart, yes, I'm going. Check it, you walk out, come for house. It's not good for you. Before you go out, you should put one knee on the floor and say, man of God, say something. Ask my wife, she does it all the time. The one that makes me laugh is, I was saying, I want to go to Onitsha. I said, what are you going to look for there? Oh, I want to go here. After I don't whine. She's dressing up. I'm almost late. I'm going. Go now. I want to go. You can go now. Say, husband, now, please, now. I want to go. I will now turn and say, it shall be well with you. Thank you. She will run. She will wait for it. If I don't want my wife to go anywhere, I just say, all my blessings inside here. Lie. It's not going anywhere. I've collected this here. I'm not, God is my witness, I'm not lying about it. So periodically, I just come. No. She will come. Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for almost 15 years. Put a hand on your head. I literally put a hand. Literally. In the name of Jesus. You will prosper. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Your children will call you blessed. It's not a joke. It's a job. You get my point? It's my assignment. I have to do it. It's a blessing. It's inside me. I have to, God gave it to me. You hold this thing and give them. There are times, maybe we're in the room, or my daughter comes in, or one of the sons say, my kids, that he's going to go, they are going to sleep. I just say, come, give me your hand. I pray for the person. I say, now, go. Tell all your siblings. Put your hand on them and say, Daddy said, it is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you. Then you go and lie down and sleep. If Gwenga enters my room and is low, I say, Gwenga, come. He knows already. Once I do like this, he will bend his head. I'm not joking. I hold it in the name of Jesus. Your name is Daniel. Therefore, I confer upon you the spirit of Daniel, the spirit of excellence, the ability to understand difficult things. It's an assignment. I think the husband is not a boyfriend. All this reckless teasing of husband, do it first. Do every reckless teasing of that guy you want to do till you marry him. Once they say, I pronounce you husband and wife. All the equality. Adam was made from the side of Adam. Forget all that.
You understand? And we used to deceive you that everybody in the house is equal. Forget that nonsense. You hear what I say? As children of God, we are all the same. We know. But everything has structure. Look, I work in a hospital, all right? I'm currently the head of the department. Everybody is equal, you know? We are human beings. We are all Nigerian citizens. A huge chunk of people there are older than me. A huge chunk. A lot are younger than me. Many are my mates. But if I enter the office and I say, you can't go home yet. That's it. You're not going anywhere. Please, I want to start my leave next week. If I say denied, that's the end. You know, there's no, you have to beg me. You know, it's begging. You know, we're all equal, though. You know what I say? We're all equal. We're all Nigerian citizens, though. But inside that office, as at now, there is order. In the same manner, inside the home, there is order. I don't care whether they made you from the side of your husband or from his patella or from his ogo, wherever they made you from. The love of Christ alone makes sure he treats you well. But there is structure. And that structure is not just, you know, people don't understand Christianity. When you are teaching this and they think you want to be the boss, it's not about being the boss. It's about the man carrying the blessing of God. It's in your custody. So you hold it with care. And everybody who wants it more respect that you are holding it. When Esau didn't understand that, you saw what happened to him. So you take that thing, we're talking about blessing your children, so let me focus on it. And you dose those children regularly. Isaac said to Esau, I have made your brother master over you. Maybe next time we'll talk about what gave him that power to do that. But today let me just emphasize it. Isaac made Jacob master. You may say it was a call of God, but the blessing was kept in the mouth of Isaac. And Isaac knew that this thing has to be released. So when his body was beginning to behave funny, he said, guys, I don't know the date of my death. Let me not die with this blessing in my mouth. So he called Esau and said, let me give it to you. Jacob said, no, it's rightfully mine. He came and collected it. And when he collected it, Esau came. And he said, what happened? Isaac was confused. What happened just now? Somebody came here, collected the blessing, and the person is already blessed. What is going to happen to me? He said, I don't know. I have made your brother master over you. I have made all his brothers, all his relatives, I made them his servants. My emphasis, as I summarize, is the I made. And I'm saying to parents, the ability or the duty, the power, yeah, that's a good word, the power to make your children is not in your checkbook, it's in your mouth. The power to make your children is not where your wife delivers them, it's in your mouth. The power to make those children is not in the houses you live for them, it's in your mouth. The power to make those children is not to will everything over to them, it's in your mouth. If you're talking about physical inheritance, Jacob ran away from home. Esau was the one that was there physically to collect everything. But wherever he went, that blessing went after him. While he was working for Laban, Laban became very rich. When he wanted to leave, Laban said, I have divined. It's not perceived. I have divined. I went to the diviners. They prayed. They did some things. They went into trances. Whatever they did, they said, the only reason why you prospered is because Jacob was working for you. That blessing, that thing that Isaac gave him made Laban rich. When Laban misbehaved, God gave him revelation on how to make himself with himself. Why do you want to live? He said, I want to go and provide for my own household. What it means is that I want to be able to leave an inheritance for them. I need to build wealth for my own children. So he said, appoint me your wages. And they discussed the power. Oh God, you must understand this. The power of that blessing made everything work in his favor. The power of the blessing, that was why God gave him understanding on how to, on what to put in front of the animals while they mated. Listen, by faith we understand that the words were framed by the blessing of God. Are you getting my point? That's what your children need. Last time I spoke extensively on giving them a right name. I discussed that. That give them names that are prophetic. These are the things you do, you know, you put all of them together. Occasionally call that name fool, you know, we often shorten names. Occasionally give them the full one, call it in the mornings especially. Don't let your children run out of there. You spend money all the time, you know, buy them expensive gifts. See these children and let them understand. Sit down. I want to bless you. All of you, kneel down here, one by one. No, my wife can testify. When my children enter my room, sometimes as big as Akin Louis, I pull him to myself, wrap my hand around him, and put a hand on his head. I hug my kids and we play. But the hugging is not just fine boy, fine girl. No. I hug you and I'm twisting you like I'm telling you things. You will be great amongst men. It shall be well with you. The devil won't get you. You will serve God all the days of your life. As your name is, you are bearing the name of my Lord. He will bless you. He will be with you. He will stand with you in the time of trouble. Listen. All my children will do well in life. Amen. Whether I give them one dime or not is irrelevant. God forbid. I'm not going to die now. But if I were to even leave them now, they have no choice. They will do well. Amen. They will do well. Why? It is a blessing of God that makes rich. It's not the money of the Father. It is a blessing of God that makes rich. It's not the citizenship of an individual. That is why I am not willing to exact 20 naira to give my child another passport. That is not worth anything to me. It's not. No, get my point. I'm not joking. It's not worth anything. If my wife says, I'm pregnant, I'm traveling, and then, okay, if I go into labor before I come back, I'll deliver in America. Fine, it's okay. I have no problem with that. You get my point? Before you became pregnant, you were going to America. So, I don't know whether I get my point. Go. In case you do not know, she's not going to America to go and have children again. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just giving us an illustration. But I'm saying that I don't count it as anything. For the simple reason that I've understood where the blessing is. The blessing is in my mouth. In fact, following the principle of Isaac, it's better for me to take that money, go to ShopRite, buy ice cream, there was one chicken strips I saw there when I took my kids there a few days ago. Buy it, sit down, chop it. When I'm full, you get my point? Who wants a blessing? Come. The first guy in front of me, I wire you with blessings. So, what happened? The daddy just chopped me, they released blessings. Really. We are teaching these things to set the children of God aright. Let me say something to you. It is important your faith aligns with the plan of God. That is the things you are thinking deep inside your heart. That's how you'll be blessed. And my duty, I told you before, my name, Bankole, means build God a house. You know, lively stones. Shine them to build the house of God. So my job is to ensure that the hearts of the children of God, all right, that their hearts are aligned with how God has planned for things to be for them. Because if you don't align like that, you will miss your blessing in life. This is the word of God to his children. Your children are not safer because you are hiding them in a foreign country. They are not. If you want safety for your children, pronounce it upon them. Let's read this, and then I close that teaching. We'll stand up, take a few confessions, and we're out of here. Numbers chapter 6. It's one we all know very well. I just want to read it. From verse 22. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them. Somebody say after me, you shall say to them. It is what you say to them that matters. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. He said, when you do this, or when they do this, verse 27, so they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. Notice that what we do, how we pull the name of God down and invoke his blessing upon our children, is by what we say to them. Listen, that's what where a lot of parents make the mistake. They learn how to discipline children. The child misbehaves, you warn him, then you flog him. Which is correct. It's scriptural. Foolishness is bound up in the hearts of a child. The only deliverance method ordained by God is that rod. And it's right. But of course, everything in life, there's a proper procedure. There's a proper way to apply it. The only thing a rod can do is drive away foolishness. It does not invoke a blessing. Are you getting my point? A lot of parents, that's where they make their mistake. They apply the rod, they don't apply the blessing. The rod drives away foolishness, it does not invoke a blessing. When it comes to a blessing, it is what you say to that child. And let me say this again. Children have foolishness in them, and foolishness, folly, is temptation. Are you getting my point? What I mean is this. When they do foolishness, it's temptation to say something wrong. My message to you again today is resist that temptation, because that young man, that young woman, his or her destiny depends on what you say. So don't let the devil or the temptations that the child is giving you lead your mouth to talk nonsense. Once I heard this testimony. There's this young man, life is okay for him, he's doing well, generally okay. But he's the only one in their house that things are like that for him. His siblings are not, things are just uneven for the other five guys. And one day was talking with his friend, this man of God I was talking. He said he's been wondering what happened. Why are things like this? He said that he remembered that there was a particular day their parents did something that was very, very terrible. Well, in their own perception, that was bad. And they all had a showdown with their parents, that they were already grown children, all right? And of course, after they really, really quarreled with the parents, he said at the end of the day, his conscience began to speak to him that what you did was wrong. So he went to his father and he prostrated and apologized and said he's very sorry. And his father said, you shall be well with you. Now when he said you, that excludes everybody else. You get my point? He said to him, you, it shall be well with you. That singular transaction is what that young man linked his prosperity to. We're not talking details about antecedents, but the summary of it, that tells a beautiful story. Father looked at him and said, you, it shall be well with you. I have experience with parents. I've seen around when we're young those days. Anyway, this is on record. When parents will talk to their children, I said, they don't understand, that's the summary. Not as if they are wishing anybody well, but they think the words we correct children when you are cursing them. The way you are going. The way you are going. I'm telling you, people like you don't do well. And you keep prophesying. And you think you are one teacher. You are removing the power to do well. A rod can drive out foolishness, but it does not invoke a blessing. The only thing that invokes a blessing is the word that you speak. And let me say it again. It must be a habit from the day that child is born. Listen, those words heal diseases. Those words heal diseases. Those words heal diseases. Don't let the doctor tell you what the future of your children will be. Tell the child yourself what is inside your heart, which you discovered from the word of God. And be steadfast in it. That's why we are teaching the way we are doing, so that people will understand. so that people will understand the importance and not just do like in the church, they say we should bless our children. Let me bless you. You shall be well. You shall be well. No. That you know. You all look at each other and say, when last did we discuss? It's been a while. Come. Stand here. Use all kinds of methods. Prophesy into their water and let them drink. Put a finger on their head. Hug them. Do anything, but make sure constantly you are pouring forth words. If you see anything that is negative in their lives, cure it. You know by cure it? Fight that thing with words. The only thing you can use a rod in a child is foolishness. Beyond foolishness, rod doesn't work. Are you getting my point? A child forgets, so it's forgetful. That's not foolishness. That's being a child. You get my point? All right? That's different. That one, you forget things too much. Come, let me talk to you. You start, you know, when it's there, when it's not there, you're talking. It's our weapon. For Christianity, it's not a joke. It's our weapon. It's like, you know, I keep on saying we have so much faith in doctors. You know, if the doctor say give this child a tablet every day because he has this disease, you know, parents don't forget. Every day, you pop it into his mouth. Every day, pop it into his mouth. Well, we know that the word of God is the medicine that child needs. For that reason, we give it to him, give it to her regularly. We make it a habit. What have I explained today? The blessing of God is in your mouth for your child, and that is what determines the destiny. Isaac said to Esau, I have made Jacob your master. Jacob had not done anything physically speaking, but Isaac said, that's what I have determined. That's what I have decided. The anointing has gone forth into him. That boy will be your ruler. I hope you got to my point. Remember, it's our school of prayer. We are teaching the children of God how to pray. This is how you pray for your children. And listen to me. This life is controlled by spiritual things. Those children, the events of life will turn out and ensure that every word you speak about them, that none of them will fail. If you tell that, look at this boy, you will be a master in life. You will be outstanding. If you sense the area, if God reveals to you the area of his calling, put him on top there. How do you do that? The same way Isaac did it. I have made you a ruler amongst men. I have made you preeminent amongst your peers. That's it. That will be chasing him up and down until he reaches the top. How have we gotten my point? Let's rise to our feet quickly. Let's declare it again quickly. Just thank God. Just say, Lord, I thank you because I have the covenant of Abraham. Like Isaac, I have that covenant of Abraham, which is enacted in the blood of Jesus Christ. Declare that. Say it loud like you believe it. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have that covenant of Abraham. Say it after me. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have that covenant, the covenant of Abraham, enacted in the blood of Jesus. That's the real one. That is the real one. That one that was enacted. You know, Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have drank that blood. And I've eaten his body. And I am part of that covenant. Say, like you believe it, the power of God is in my mouth. The blessing of God for my children is in my mouth. The blessing of God for my children is in my mouth. Therefore, I declare concerning them, it shall be well with them. They will be masters in this life. They will be above alone, they will not be beneath. They will live, they will not die. They will do the will of God for their lives. They will walk in righteousness. They will know how to do justice. They will fear God all the days of their lives. Say, the promises of God will be effected in their lives. Now say, they say, no matter where they are born, I have made them by the word of God. I have made them great. No matter where they are born, I declare to my offspring greatness in the name of Jesus. As it is written, Mark the righteous man.
His
seed will be mighty on the earth.
I speak to my children.
Mighty on the earth. That's your portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I speak to my children.
You will be mighty on this earth.
Because you are the seed of the righteous.
I am of faith.
The faith of Jesus Christ.
Therefore, I have been counted righteous by God.
Therefore, I say to my offspring,
you are mighty on this earth.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I bless you with the blessing of God.
Therefore, I say wealth is your portion.
Because the blessing of God makes rich
and does not add sorrows with it.
Therefore, I rebuke sorrows from your life.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, it shall be well with you.
God will be with you.
The blessing of God is upon you.
You will carry the name of God all your life.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, many people will be listening to this, so I want to lead them in a set of confessions also. All of us, let's do it, whether you've done this or not. But on behalf of those who may have done it, or if, in case you have done it, just say this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I cancel every negative word
that I've ever spoken against my children.
I cancel every negative word
against their destiny.
I cancel every negative word
against their health.
I say, be canceled
by the power of the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, I purge my mouth
by confession of the word of God.
I declare to my mouth,
you are this fountain of life.
You will not bring forth evil for these children.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, out of my belly,
through my mouth,
is flowing forth
the issues of life.
Out of my belly,
through my mouth,
into my children,
flows forth
the blessings of God.
I rebuke curses.
They will not come from me,
and they will not alight on them.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, their lives will glorify God.
Their lives will magnify His name.
Say, God, my Father,
will be described by the lives of these children.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let's just give the Lord thanks in our own words. Just thank God in your own words. Say, Lord, thank you for light. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for light. Thank you for understanding. Say, Lord, thank you for light. Thank you for understanding.
In the name of Jesus Christ.